RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
Bring the energy!
It's happening.
Run for your lives.
It's time for MP on the mic.
Cunning, capable, agile, flexible.
It gets me pumped and it gets me going.
Michael Phillips is...
Let's go!
MP on the mic.
Oh, let's do this thing. It's the Friday show. It's MP on the mic. What is up, Richmond? I am not in Richmond today. I am down in beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina. And if you're wondering, is it any cooler here? It is not. It is quite warm here. That's all right. We'll make it through the weekend. We'll get back on Monday. We'll regroup. Live from Charlotte down here at the Associated Press Sports Editors annual convention. So this is a gathering of people who run sports departments at newspapers, websites, you know, think the Yahoos of the world and the Athletic, all those places where you get your sports news. Always love hanging out with them, sharing ideas with them. Lots of cool people roll through here too, which is part of the fun. Got here late last night, walked in, and the group of guys in cowboy hats that were part of the Professional Bull Riders Association. You don't get that everywhere. You don't walk into that everywhere. ACC Commissioner Jim Phillips was here yesterday. Actually had a good chat about an hour and a half ago with the commissioner of the Big South Conference, Sharika Montgomery. She's got obviously different issues to deal with than Jim Phillips, but very much in the same vein, which is what's going to happen next in college sports. That's a big question that I don't know that there's a definitive answer right now, but there's a lot going on in that space. We'll break all that down. In the coming weeks, I'll share some of that on Monday, our conversations as well. One big note from Jim Phillips, though, he reiterated, and I don't see any reason why this wouldn't be the case, but he reiterated they're going to fight Florida State and Clemson in court. There will not be a settlement. They will fight to get the ACC's grant of rights affirmed, and I think that's the right move. I think any amount of compromise there, you probably lose those teams and lose the ACC. What they've got is that piece of paper binding everybody together through the 2030s, and once you lose that, I think you lose the conference. And you know, we can argue about what the future of college sports needs to look like and should look like. But that's what's holding the ACC together. They're going to lawyer up. Everybody's going to lawyer up. The winner, as always, is the lawyers, as it goes. Hazel's back in studio. Thank you, Hazel. Marlon's back in studio. He'll join us at 10:30 for his NFL Team of the Day. We'll have Gary Hess at 10:15, as we do on Fridays. Loaded guest list today. Parney is going to join us from the Birmingham Airport in Alabama. So I'm in Charlotte. Parney's in Birmingham. We're just making some Richmond Sports Talk Radio here today. Parney was at the Rickwood game last night, the Major League Baseball put on, originally a tribute to the Negro Leagues. It's the oldest standing professional baseball stadium in America. Several Negro League teams and games and seasons were played there over the years. Turned into a tribute to Willie Mays. Not only were the San Francisco Giants one of the teams participating, but when Willie Mays passed away earlier this week, obviously that game got reframed in a major way, not just a tribute to the Negro Leagues, but we're losing The people with firsthand experience at that time. And I don't know if you got a chance to watch the broadcast on Fox. Reggie Jackson shared some of his memories. And that's a clip that's going to circulate today. And it's worth watching. We've made a lot of progress as a society. I think it's very important to look. I love history. I love storytelling and the power of that. And through the generations, we're losing the firsthand knowledge of these stories and the importance of keeping it alive and certainly paying tribute to it while we still can, which we don't have the opportunity to do anymore with the Say Hey Kid, Willie Mays, but certainly a great night for Major League Baseball last night. We'll dive into the competitive situation, Major League Baseball. Baltimore Orioles setting a new record, a new high water mark for divisional success yesterday. We'll give you the Squirrels update. Let's just give the Squirrels update real quick. There is no Squirrels update. So good Squirrels update there. They rained out yesterday. Doubleheader tonight. First game at 4 p.m. So we'll shuffle up the evening lineup. Grant and Danny will take the night off starting at 3:35. We'll put on Flying Squirrels Baseball right here on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Our guys Trey and Blaine up in Maine, they give you a doubleheader's worth of action tonight. You will not get cheated for your entertainment dollar on The Fan tonight. You know I'm excited about the Stanley Cup Final tonight. Certainly the potential to have an all-timer here. If Florida wins, we had a good series. We had some great moments. Kachuk saving the puck late. Connor McDavid being Connor McDavid. Sergei Bobrovsky in game one with Edmonton swarming him over and over. We've had great moments. I think it certainly goes down as a quality Stanley Cup final if Florida wins tonight. If Edmonton wins tonight, we got ourselves an all-timer, folks. We got a 3-0 lead pushing back to a game seven. You hate to even think about it because it's so exciting to think about. You don't want to jinx it almost, but we've got the potential for something very special on the ice. That would set up a Monday night game seven that I think would be a ton of fun. Lakers signed J.J. Redick to be their new coach. Feels weird to offer a take on that today because what have we done if not taked on that over the last couple weeks. I'm curious to see where it heads, and the Lakers buy themselves another day of headlines, which we know they love to do. All right, World of Soccer. Look, our show's policy now, we play soccer highlights when, one, the United States national team does something good, or two, we play them in Spanish. That is the rule. Copa America started last night. Argentina taking on Canada, that big North America, South America rivalry. Let's go to the action.
González, ahí aparece Lautaro Martínez.
Messi filtrando buena pelota, vamos a ver, McAllister llega. El primero de Argentina, Julián.
I'm going to let you on a little secret, Funks, for those of you who don't watch your soccer in Spanish. The goals don't get shorter. The goal calls don't get shorter as the tournament goes on. That's game one. That's a set the tone marker. That's goal calls don't get shorter than that. They will get longer than that. We'll talk to management here, see if we can move some commercial breaks around as the weeks go on. U.S. takes the field for the first time on Sunday night, 6 o'clock. They'll take on Bolivia. So U.S. Bolivia to open up the Copa America for the Americans. Big World Cup tune-up here 2 years ahead of us hosting the World Cup on American soil. Peru against Chile tonight. That's a good culinary matchup right there. A little Peruvian food, wash it down with a little Chilean wine. You got yourself an evening, folks. You're welcome from MP on the mic. I'm told if you watch one soccer game today, it should be the Netherlands and France, 3 o'clock today in the Euros. I know our guy AWOD will break that down. AWOD Radio, as it is a Friday, will be live from Capital Ale House, the home of Richmond's OG Burger Night. But sliding back to baseball for a minute, I mentioned the Orioles did something that has not been done done. They were 1-1 with the Yankees, one game apiece, three-game set with the Yankees. They had won 21 consecutive series against AL East teams. This was game three yesterday. This was the big one. Did they come through? Yeah, you could say that, about 17 runs worth.
That's a fly ball in the center. Mullins underneath of it, and today it is a Bronx beatdown. Orioles win it 17-5, and for the first time in the divisional era, a team has gone 22 straight unbeaten sets against division rivals.
That's a great accomplishment. That's a doubly great accomplishment when you consider the division they've done it in. I know we picked on the Red Sox all offseason, but they're above 500. Blue Jays are absolutely a legitimate squad. The Rays, you know, are always competitive. Of course, the Yankees' success speaks for itself. The Orioles extending that streak, though, very, very impressive. What they've managed to do in a loaded AL East. Going to be fun to watch. They're still in second place. If the postseason started today, they would be a wild card team. The Nats, by the way, would not be a wild card team. The Nationals bounced in the finale of their series against the Diamondbacks yesterday. Diamondbacks knocked the Nats out of that last wild card playoff spot. The fact that they're hovering around it, though, is fantastic. I mentioned Parney will come on at 11. He'll talk about the Rickwood game last night. Cardinals beat the Giants. The score really didn't matter at all. Just a great night for baseball, a great celebration of baseball. I'm out here live in Charlotte. We're at South Park in Charlotte. Not the TV show. We're not on set. Kenny's not going to die today. There's no Cartman. It's an upscale shopping center here at the Associated Press Sports Editors Annual Convention. We'll share some stories from that when we get back on Monday. My guy Mike Svetitz is here too, so he'll probably share some stories next week as well, as you know. One other college sports note. The commissioners received a plan from the NCAA to expand the NCAA tournament to potentially 72 or 76 teams to double or triple the size of the play-in. You know I hate the play-in. I will begrudgingly admit that they've done a nice job in Dayton of making it feel special to the teams. The thing I don't like about the play-in is you don't get to be a part of the real tournament. It's clearly a second lesser tournament. They've done a nice job in Dayton of making it special. I don't know that you can do that for four more games or even eight more games, even if you find other cities. That's a pretty special thing they've got going there. I think that's going to be tough to replicate, especially if there's more of these being played nationally, and then short travel turnarounds to the real sites where people get the real tournament. But we got plenty of time in the weeks ahead to opine on that. It's the summer. It's bit season. We're back with Gary Hess. We love Fridays with Gary. Fridays with Gary will happen right after this break. You're listening to 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Live from Charlotte on a Friday morning, but our guy Gary Hess always holds it down back in Richmond. We love having him on for a little Friday fun. Loaded guest lineup today, by the way. Parney joins us at 11 from the Birmingham Airport in Alabama. He was at the Rickwood game last night for Major League Baseball. We've also got NHRA action in town this weekend. Tony Schumacher at 10:45. So that's in about half an hour. He drives 330 miles an hour in a very, very fast car. They'll be out of Virginia Motor Sports Park this week. But right now it's Friday Fun with Gary. What's up, Gary?
What's happening, dude?
Well, it here's the thing. I think there's a lot to talk about, a lot to get to. The Orioles on fire, love that. But I want to start. Did you see this swimming proposal last night at the swim meet?
I saw the replay of it this morning.
All right.
Does that count?
Yeah, that counts. Absolutely. Okay. You're good. You're in the loop here. You can participate in this conversation, which is good because you're an essential part of the Gary Hess segment. the thing is, one, she just swam 200 meters. Like, it feels like maybe not the exact right time to do that. And two, she didn't win the race. and she's really good. I feel like maybe not the right time.
I'm sorry you didn't win, but here's a consolation prize.
Right, well, yeah, you know, kind of a little bit like she's not. She's probably not her happiest self in that moment, an Olympic-caliber athlete who didn't win the race. Now, obviously, the whole thing's in motion. I don't know if she was supposed to win or not. It would have been like if the Boise State guy had proposed to the cheerleader girlfriend after they lost in the Fiesta Bowl. It's not a highlight we would be replaying, you know?
Right, after that was the Statue of Liberty game, right?
That was the Statue of Liberty game, Boise State, Oklahoma. That was one of the first times they had led a mid-major school. It's not a small school, but a non-power school into one of those games.
Right, and they just let it all hang out, ran the Statue of Liberty play, and I think that was Sam Bradford, Oklahoma, after he won the Heisman, too.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. That is a good pull. And the Smurf Turf Boise team went down and legitimized itself there. I will say this. I don't know how you proposed, Gary. I am generally speaking, I feel like you shouldn't do it on a Jumbotron at a sporting event. I just feel like that's not the right time and place.
I always thought it was more of a kind of a personal, private moment.
It's a look at me play to do it on the Jumbotron.
Right. Well, and, you know, if you're going to do it on the Jumbotron, you also better make sure the answer is going to be yes. Just saying.
I've always wondered if the intent is to get an answer of yes, right? Like, there's no way she'll say no in front of the entire world, because then we're definitely going viral.
Right.
It's yes insurance is what it is. The winner of that race, though, was a UVA swimmer, Kate Douglas. UVA has a little swimming dynasty going on over there.
They do, and Kate Douglas has had a pretty good Olympic trials. She's done well in every race she's been in. So, yeah, UVA is something else in swimming, men's and women's, and has been for quite some time.
Oh, no doubt. We're always well represented locally as well, this year as well. You know, the NOVA program always produces some Olympic-caliber athletes, and looks like Richmond will have a little representation as well, which is good.
It's always good to have a little RVA rep at the Olympic Games and to be able to follow. I guess 4 years ago, was it Townley Haas? Was that the swimmer's name?
It was Townley Haas. Good right. Pull there. Absolutely. I feel like we've
My remember doesn't work as good as it used to. So.
I feel like we've had one for a few in a row now. You know, without being able to name names, Townley maybe did he do two Olympics? I think he may have done two. Olympics.
Maybe you're stretching my
we're out of my range now too.
Yeah, exactly.
That's we'll get back to the important side. You texted me when I played the soccer clip. You knew right away who that was.
Yeah, Andreas Cantor has you know, he has been around for decades, and you know, I'm sure there are others you know, often imitated, never duplicated, but you know. That's a gift to be able to hold it out that long without breathing. I don't know how he does that. And so, but yeah, his signature call goes back. I mean, I think the first time I heard him was in the 80s, maybe.
Oh, he's a long timer. There's a great clip of he is Argentinian, and he's calling the World Cup final that Messi won a couple of years ago. And he's full on crying while he announces it. It puts into perspective how much these events mean for these non-American countries.
Yeah, it really does. You know, and the World Cup is, you know, you talk to you know, people from other countries, and the World Cup is, you know, we talk about the Olympics and all that stuff, man, the World Cup every 4 years, like the SEC, it just means more.
It would be like if they only played the SEC football championship once every 4 years, and that SEC school got 4 years of bragging, right? And if your team was a letdown, you had to eat it for four consecutive years
until
the next one.
Exactly.
I was actually talking to a friend about this who loves soccer. I said, are you going to go to the World Cup? He said, oh, yeah, absolutely. I said, I want to go to the World Cup, but I also don't want people like me at the World Cup. I want to go to a World Cup where it's, you know, people from all these countries together. I feel like me being there diminishes the World Cup for the people who the World Cup matters for.
Exactly.
I'd like to be there, just not with other me's.
That's right. I'm just here to say I was here.
Absolutely.
So, yes.
I would enjoy. What I really want to do, but do not have the guts to do, Gary, I would love to go to one of the games down in Mexico. That's going to be a scene.
That would be interesting. You're right about that.
That's certainly. I would consider going to a World Cup game in Mexico. I would never go to a World Cup game in Mexico involving the U.S. team. They're going to have thoughts about that down there.
No, that's not going to be that's not going to be good. Woo, I can't believe of all the things I thought we'd talk about today, soccer not one of them.
No, you never know where the show will take us. What's on your mind this weekend, Gary?
I do have a bone to pick with you.
Oh, I'm ready.
No, so you were talking about the Orioles. And you mentioned all the top teams in baseball. You mentioned the Orioles and the Yankees and the, you know, you went through, you said the Red Sox are over 500. You had the Braves are always good. You know, no mention of the Phillies? Come on, man.
I don't think I mentioned the Braves. I think I mentioned how good the AL East was for them to have the divisional streak. Now, you are correct that the Phillies are either 1A or 1B as best team in baseball right now with the Yankees.
Right.
They are there. So I am a known Yankee hater, Gary, and that is well known among the populace, and I'm not going to apologize for that, and I've never apologized for that. I did not mean to exclude the Philadelphia Phillies, though. While I don't have warm fuzzies for the Philadelphia Phillies, I do not dislike them with the passion I feel for the New York Yankees. So certainly my apologies to the Philly fanatics
out
there.
I do love the Phillies. I don't hate them like I hate the Yankees. that's quite the ringing endorsement there. I like that.
The Phillies are cheese pizza, Gary. Do I like cheese pizza? No, I prefer toppings. But if you offer me cheese pizza or, you know, some sort of gross broccoli pineapple pizza, sure, yeah. I don't hate cheese pizza. It's there. Great. I'll eat it if I need to eat it. Fine. It's not the Yankees, though, are an abomination to pizza.
Okay, so that's I love the comparative. The Phillies, we're cheese pizza. put that on a bumper sticker.
I am hot and cold on Bryce Harper. I want to like Bryce Harper a lot. Great personality, great baseball player. The Bryce Harper part I can't get over is the part where he roots for all the popular teams. Like, he is a Cowboys fan and a Lakers fan. Like, I don't, those people bother me. They're like, who's your favorite team? Well, you know, it's Duke basketball, but I'm a big Alabama football fan, and I love the Yankees. Like, yeah.
Who's your favorite football team? Well, it used to be this team, but now it's the Chiefs.
Patrick Mahomes when he's healthy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcast.
I will say this about Bryce Harper. Philly's fans, the fans in Philly, love him. They love him. And I'll tell you, I like the fact that he plays hard every day. And I've been impressed with how he took to playing first base. He did the work during the offseason, and he's, you know, they said, you're going to play first base. And he showed up at spring training really good at first base.
There is a ton to like about Bryce Harper, and that is a great match of player and city, where he can handle playing in Philly. Not everybody can, and he represents the city well. You may have heard it in the background. I'm at like this, think Stony Point, like Short Pump, you know, like an upscale outdoor shopping mall here. I thought this was a sidewalk. A dude just drove by in an antique car on this sidewalk, which is not a road. It's not a road. So I'm not sure what's going on here in Charlotte. Wild place today.
It's like, hey, look, there's MP on the mic. I'm driving up right close to it.
Is he? I'm going to get my car on the radio.
That's right. Because that's a great goal.
Got to have goals in life. Exactly.
It's good to have a goal.
Gary Hess, sports director at 910 The Fan. Any other bones to pick, or are we good to fly into the weekend here,
no,
Gary?
No. All is well, man. Safe travels, and we'll see you next week here at the ranch.
I'll see you next Friday at the ranch. Looking forward to it. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We are back. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. And super excited to welcome on Tony Schumacher ahead of this weekend's NHRA Nationals. Coming to town, always a ton of fun. Fastest cars you can watch. And Tony is coming off a big win, so welcome him to the program. Tony, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, and I do feel good after that win. It was a long time in the making, unfortunately. It took a little longer than we expected, but that's okay.
37 race drought, Thunder Valley Nationals down in Bristol last weekend. You're making the tour of Virginia here. I guess when you're waiting that long, what's the celebration like?
Pretty darn good. Unfortunately, it was raining.
Oh.
I mean, it started raining. As we backed the cars up, I'm like, it's about to rain. We got moving on, won that race, and then it started to come down. So, not the normal photos and all that, but you know what? The team had deserved it. They'd worked so hard for it. I've been around a long time doing this, won 87 races, but some of these guys hadn't won one yet. So proud of them. Did a hell of a job.
As Tony mentioned, 8-time Top Fuel World Champion as the NHRA rolls into town this weekend. What's kept you in it? What's kept you going and chasing those victories?
You know, I told my family, I said, if I ever wake up one day and think there's something more fun or better, I'll move on. But I can't come out. Every time I get in that race car and they start that 12,000 horsepower Top Fuel car, the sound, the smell, the fans, the people, I love it. I mean, John Force is in his 70s and he's still kicking butt. He won the last race before me. So, you know, we'll just do what we do. We don't do it for the money. We do it because there's 9 guys on my team that think they can win, and I'm one of them. So just loving life. Can't wait to get to Virginia. That track is one of the smoothest ones on the circuit. And we're just going to go out and kick some butt.
NHRA's best will be at Virginia Motorsports Park this weekend. Tony Schumacher will be among them. So for people who haven't been down there, and obviously this is a big NASCAR market, a lot of people have been to NASCAR, but not down there to Virginia Motorsports Park. You know, you guys are so fan accessible, and the sights and sounds. What are people in for if they come visit you this weekend?
Yeah, for the people that have never been there, every single fan gets a pit pass. So you get to come in, not only watch the cars go 330, but then watch them get disassembled and taken apart. I mean, and I when I mean watch them, I mean you're standing 5 feet behind them. I mean, we're right there. So, you know, if you got one of them kids at home that stares at their phone all day, pick them up, bring them there. They will put their phone down for a few minutes because this is – it's not only entertaining, and the races are short. You know, we run 3.5 seconds. Then they get to pause their brain. It's not, and I love NASCAR, but putting them in the stands for 3 or 4 hours, you're not going to get that to happen. You put them there and watch a race for 3 seconds, then another car starts, and there's another winner and loser, and another winner and loser, and then the cars get taken apart, so it's constant activity. And I've had so many people call me and go, you know what, thank you for getting my kids off the phone for a couple hours. And I'm like, are the kids the only ones on the phone, or are you doing it too? And, you know, I mean, we all got this addiction staring at these things, but when you get to a drag race, it's just overwhelming. And the fact that the fans get the pit pass, they get to come in and watch it happen. A lot of them discover, you know what, I wouldn't mind being a mechanic. And I think our job in life is to steer the youth, right? I mean, I drove the Army car for 19 years, recruited for a long, long time. And it's one of those things where it's our job. Everyone's not meant for the Army or not meant for this or that, but to open their eyes to the world of drag racing and the world of mechanics and technicians and engineers is just a cool thing. So get them kids out. I will tell you, I've been doing this a long time. I haven't had a parent walk up to me and go, you know what, this was a waste of my day. Most of the time, parents come up to me and go, wow, it was expensive, but we owe more money because it was worth more than what we paid. And that is our goal in life, is to entertain, let people have a great, great weekend. And you know, it's going to be warm out, hydrate. Just remember, when you're sitting there sweating, I'm hotter. I'm in a 7-layer fire suit, and I'm under a glass canopy like an ant under a magnifying glass. So,
we're all battling the elements this weekend, but it's action starts today, and it's a stacked lineup tomorrow out there at Virginia Motorsports Park. They'll be racing all day. Tons of great action. Tony Schumacher, kind enough to join us for a few minutes here on The Fan. And I know you probably tell this story a lot, but people will be wondering, you're not part of the Schumacher family that people think of when they think of auto racing, but you're very much from a racing family.
Yeah, I mean, worldwide, you think of Michael Schumacher and you know, Mikael and all them. And the funny thing is, I've met them, and Michael Schumacher's very good friend was Tony Schumacher. Hence, he's a goalie in Germany for soccer, football, they call it, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's pretty cool because when I met Michael, he literally looked at me and said, so what's it like going that fast? And when you get a world champ Formula One driver say that, you kind of go, well, that's what – I've had astronauts do that to me, you know, what's it like? And you kind of go, man, I'm doing something pretty cool if an astronaut looks at me and says, what's it like? And I'm not an astronaut because I'm afraid of heights. That's the only reason. It's not the millions of hours of education and the super smart talent. It's simply because I'm afraid of heights. You know, that's
the story we're sticking with. You and me both. I was too tall. You know, we all have our reasons, of course. Otherwise, we would have been up there. So yeah, break down the speeds, what people are going to see this weekend out at the NHRA, Virginia Nationals, Virginia Motorsports Park.
Right. It's overwhelming. I can pretend to explain it to you. So here's what, it's 12,000 horsepower, give or take. The cars go from 0 to 330, 340 almost in 3.6, 3.7 seconds. We go 0 to 100 in 0.8 of 1 second. So nothing in the world accelerates like a top fuel dragster or funny car. We both accelerate about the same. And at the end, there's a winner and a loser. And, man, I can't stress this enough. We don't all get trophies. If it's something you need to share with your kids, it's a great place. I won the race last week, and they gave me a trophy, and it came with a bonus. And it was like, wow, you mean we don't all win? Because I went, what, how many, did you say 30-some races? I kept wanting the trophy, but they didn't give it to me. It's a beautiful thing. It's a place where you go out and you earn it, and it's really obvious because in drag racing, you're sitting at the start line, and you're looking at the finish line. You can see it 1,000 feet away. If you don't get there first, you lose. It's so cutthroat and so difficult, and the competition this day, right now, what you're going to see this weekend in Virginia, it's never been better in the history of the sport than what we're seeing right now. The races are won and lost by inches, thousands of a second, and two man-made machines going 330 miles an hour. If I can't sell you on this stuff, ask a friend. But when you go home, what I'm telling you is this. You're going to tell everyone how great it was, but they're not going to believe you either because they still picture drag racing. They picture James Dean, a pack of cigarettes, and a Chevelle. You got to see a Top Fuel car. This is the most elite machine in the world.
It'll be getting fired up today, and then tomorrow, big day of racing out there at Virginia Motorsports Park. The Virginia Nationals roll through every year. We always love when they come to town, and the speed, as Tony Schumacher mentioned, they're coming from Bristol. They were on the Tennessee side, but making their way across Virginia to Dinwiddie County, where it's going to be a super fun weekend of racing out there. Tony, thank you so much for the time. Anything else you want to share about this weekend or what you guys have going on?
Just that we love coming there, man. We expect a big crowd. We're looking forward to it, and proud to represent Leatherwood Distillery and all the people that that support us. So just fans, come on out.
Awesome.
We'll see you there.
We appreciate every ticket's a pit pass. You can get out there to Virginia Motorsports Park this weekend. We're back with more right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. We are back. It's a Friday morning. You know what time it is, and it's a very special time of the week because we have not just Parney time, but Parney time on location, and I am crazy excited to hear about this. Parney, what's up, dude?
It's Parney time, baby. I hope you're doing well. Hope you're having a great week. It's been some kind of week in 35 years of minor league baseball. This is certainly one that I'll never forget, being down here in Birmingham. The Rickwood Field Classic, the Montgomery Biscuits playing against the Birmingham Barons on Tuesday night, the entire week honoring Willie Mays. And then I was with the MLB commissioner's office guys down in the Willie Mays Plaza, and one of the people from the commissioner's office looked at me and said, "You're not going to believe this." And we had just been to dinner Monday night, and I asked him if Willie was coming, and he's like, "I don't think so. We've been communicating with him." And then, you know, did you see the video clip of when they announced it to the crowd on Tuesday night?
I did, yeah.
It was MP, not to get too serious on you, but it was just one of those moments where you were just like, wow, that really just happened. And then last night, I mean, it was, if you were a baseball fan last night, Birmingham, Alabama was the place to be. I mean, you name it, name a Hall of Famer or a star. And they were there. Barry Bonds, Reggie Jackson, Derek Jeter, Big Poppy, just the list goes on and on. And so it was an amazing couple of days.
I mean, it looked immaculate on TV. What was it like being there for the Rickwood game last night?
Well, it was really fun for me personally because they were playing the Giants. You know, and so I got access before the game and got to see a lot of our, you know, former guys, Sean Jelly, you know, the Spencer Bivens story, if you followed that, you know, former Squirrels pitcher who pitched all over the world and was unknown and unwanted as a collegiate player, and now he's in the big leagues. Got to see Brandon Crawford, who was playing for the St. Louis Cardinals, and got to reconnect with a lot of other people, too. Jimmy Rollins, who I haven't seen. He played for me in 1997, and he was in the hospitality area I was in, so we got to catch up a little bit. And Ryan Howard, same thing. So just a really special time of reconnecting with relationships that have been in my past. But then just from a standpoint of history and, you know, all the people that have played there, a really special one before the game. I don't know if you saw it on TV. But the crowd started chanting Willie, and that was right after his son Michael gave a little quick speech, and that was a pretty amazing moment too. So again, from the beginning to end, just an amazing thing. I got to reconnect with the umpires last night. The umpire crew all were from the Eastern League at different times, and got to hang out with them after the game. So. Like I'm babbling, but that's how many things happened over the course of these last 3 days. Just anytime anything happened, it just kept rolling, you know.
I think we've all had nights like that, right? Where you just like, it was just one thing and then another thing. And, you know, I'm sure tons of people watched it on TV. I know I watched it for a little while. Fox put on the broadcast for an inning in the style of a 1950s TV broadcast. And Reggie Jackson came on and told some stories. MLB out at Rickwood, which was, just a great idea and turned into such a celebration of Willie Mays' life. And I know you're so connected to the Giants organization that I've never heard anybody speak ill of him in any way. A giant of the game, but, you know, also just somebody who stayed around that organization and loved baseball.
And that was another thing that was really unique about it. You're right. Nobody's ever said a bad thing about Willie Mays. Oh, by the way, I bumped into Thrill last night, too. Will Clark was there.
Parney Time episode number one. Download it now where you get your podcasts.
That's right. And we just hit 1 million views on Instagram.
Oh, let's go.
Not of the podcast, but of one of the clips of Wyatt sent out. But anyway, nobody said a bad word about Willie Mays. But also, just the exuberance with which he lived his life and the stories. So it was a little bit unique in that you wanted to be sad, but you were just so grateful for who he was and how he affected so many people and so many generations. I mean, I know a lot of people that are a little bit older than me, you know, who rightfully so think Willie Mays is the greatest baseball player that ever played. And that was his favorite player. So I think it affected a lot of people in a way that was sad, but it was also a happy thing because it worked out just so well for him to get the proper tribute at Rickwood last night.
Certainly not the last time MLB will be doing that. They've had some good ones, the Field of Dreams game, and obviously the London series this year is a very different thing. But good to see MLB taking the show on the road. Great visuals last night, so cool. You got to be there for that. You know, they may do 100 more, but there's not going to be one like last night with the Willie Mays tribute. One last minute here with Parney before we let him go. Get on his way back home. You mentioned Parney Time briefly. Parney Time on Instagram, it's red hot. People are talking.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know how you go viral, but I guess we did, MP. So excited about that.
Your pants are the original going viral. I refuse to accept you do not know about going viral.
Well, yeah, we're excited about it. The Steve Kline episode is up now, the Steve Kline inning, and then we're going to have coming Wednesday, the Carl and Sam Ravage inning will drop, and you and I had a lot of fun with that one as well. So this thing's starting to pick up a little bit of steam. It's scary starting something from nothing, but I was very encouraged this week when that particular clip on Instagram got so many hits. So Squirrels come home next week, Tuesday through Sunday against the Somerset Patriots. Lots of great promotions lined up for that, and I think we're less than like 500 tickets for selling out July 4th. So if you do have plans to go to the Squirrels game on July 4th, you need to go to squirrelsbaseball.com and get that done now.
I love it. Parney Time from the airport. We'll look forward to chatting with you next week on the middle of a big series against Somerset. Parney Time, the podcast, everywhere you get your podcast. Safe travels. Talk to you soon.
You the man, MP. Parney Time.
Party Time. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan now at 105.1 FM. Closing up shop on a Friday afternoon. You're listening to MP on the mic. 910 The Fan now at 105.1 FM live from South Park in Charlotte. Not the TV show, not the one where they killed Kenny. It's a fancy shopping mall down here at the annual convention of newspaper sports editors, of which I used to be one, picking up some tips and tricks along the way, recording this at 9:30 a.m. So if anything happened in the world of sports in the last 2 hours, I know just the thing. It's AWOD. AWOD Radio is up next. He's live at River City Roll, noon to 3. Reminder, Flying Squirrels baseball today starts at 4. 4 o'clock doubleheader because they got washed out last night, so make sure you tune into that here on The Fan. We've got the Odyssey app. It's free. It's got the rewind button. If you missed Parney Time, our guy Parney was out at Rickwood last night for the Major League Baseball game that paid tribute to both the Negro Leagues and Willie Mays. You definitely want to rewind and hear that segment. We also had Our guy Tony Schumacher on the phone. He came by at 10:45. You can grab that on the Odyssey app as well. And, of course, my commentary on all things sports at 10 o'clock. I want to wrap up the week by replaying for you something we replayed earlier in the week. So VCU basketball, not a ton of news this time of year, but Coach Ryan Odom did his coach's show last week with Robbie Robinson. I thought there were a couple fun stories and anecdotes to pull out of that. So we did that, and we played those, talked about those. Let's re-react that for you right now. Ryan Odom gave some VCU basketball updates on Thursday night during the coach's hour with our guy Robbie Robinson, play-by-play voice of the Rams. He was asked about player weights and body sizes, and he dropped a little Christian Furman tidbit on us. This is VCU coach Ryan Odom during the coach's show last Thursday night.
Are guys getting bigger? Do you see some physical, like if you took a picture of the guys on, you know, after the game in Utah to now, do you see some size?
I'll give you a funny story. So Firm, once the season ended, right before he went home for a little bit of a break, Firm had to have his tonsils out.
Okay.
And anybody in here that's had their tonsils out, I have.
Yeah.
When you do it after about 21 years old or 22,
yeah,
it's not the same as if you're, you know, 12 or 13, and not an easy surgery for anyone at this point. So he did that, and he did great. He did really well throughout the surgery, but he lost basically about 30 pounds.
You're kidding.
Yeah, so he was about 205 pounds going into his break when he went home. And his whole goal was he was just going to pound food, you know, while he was home, you know, with his family. And lift weights. And so he did that. I have never seen a guy get back to their original weight that quickly.
30 pounds?
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, he looked really skinny. And then all of a sudden, you know, he came back and he still looked a little bit skinny, but he'd gained some weight, about 10 or 12 of it back. But now he's all the way. I made him get on the scale the other day. I was like, no way you've gained all the weight back. And sure enough, he was at 232.
It's a healthy thing.
Yeah.
It's a muscular.
Oh,
healthy
yeah.
30,
no, he's in great shape.
He didn't come back with like a big belly and double chin or anything.
No, he got back to his fighting weight, and now he's going to put some more on. So he's not the only one.
Right.
Fats is doing a good job. Joe, don't want to put his business out there, but he's no longer vegetarian, so he started to eat meat again, and he's gained weight. And so we have to watch that a little bit, you know, with him. He's gained weight. Like, he looks a lot bigger.
Really?
Up top, for sure. Zeb looks really good. Trying to think of other guys. Michael Bell.
That's the freshman to sophomore.
Yeah, you know, he's got no fat on him at all. Like, really strong.
VCU coach Ryan Odom chatting with Robbie Robinson the other night on the coach's show. We'll slide back to Firm in a second, but that was a very casual drop there on Joe Bamisil. I don't put Joe's business out there. He eats meat now. He's bulking up. He's not a plant boy anymore. Good for Joe. Welcome to the club, Joe. I'm a meat eater too. I also put the pounds on from time to time. You're just better at shooting three-pointers than I am, so keep doing that, please. We'll need that this year down at the Siegel Center, down at the Stew, where Joe Bamisil is going to be an integral part of this team. And this will be the first basketball team he's been on in almost a decade, where it's his second year with the same team, with the same coaches, with the same chemistry. Didn't have it in high school, didn't have it as he bounced around in college. That continuity, you're hoping that pays off for him. What would a little extra muscle mean? I don't know that it means a whole lot in terms of position. I know that I loved it last year when he went to the rack, because I think that made people respect the three-point shot a lot more. Does it mean you could get more of that? Sure. I don't think we're going to live in a world where Joe's a four or a five. Certainly not a five. I don't think we're going to live in a world where Joe's a four even. I just don't think we're trending to that space, but I haven't seen the guy. Ryan Odom has. Apparently he's bulking up a bit now that he's off the vegetarian diet. So good for him. Keeping the folks busy down there at the BDC, keeping the chefs on their toes. The Christian Furman story was wild, though. 30 pounds. That is a fluctuation for pulling the tonsils out. Now, I did not have my tonsils pulled. I had the wisdom teeth, not the tonsils. It's a show. I get that. But that's especially for a guy who's keeping that athletic figure 30 pounds, both the down then the up. That is wild both ways for him. I think he's a critical part of this year's team, right? You got the freshman coming in who brings a little size, but really they stood pat in the interior in a lot of ways, and they're putting a lot of trust in Christian Furman to be a big piece on this year's team. I think the other question a lot of people have this time of year is, how's the schedule coming along? Schedule's coming along nicely. Got an MTE tournament, multi-team event out there where they're going to have the chance to play a lot of good basketball teams. Road game to New Mexico, which I absolutely love, and Ryan Odom took that one on as well.
We want to play Virginia. We want to play Virginia Tech. You know, we want to play some of these locals. Obviously, getting an ACC team on a neutral site's good. Could potentially get another one in Miami, you know, down there in Charleston. Right. So, you know, it's a good schedule, you know, without a doubt. And certainly we thought last year's was good as well. We're going to be away from home a little bit more than we were last year. We wanted to get that true road game in there, so we were able to do that with New Mexico, which will be a really hostile environment, and will be very similar to the going to Dayton or going to some of these places where we'll get tested. And so you don't want it to be the first time, you know, when you go on the road. It's a good schedule, and it's one that we believe will, you know, help prepare us certainly for the A-10, but also, you know, NCAA tournament.
Was there enthusiasm with New Mexico State and Colorado State to play us? New Mexico and Colorado State to play us? Was that, were they open to that? And
yeah,
was
they definitely, yeah, they definitely were. And it's something that we talked about in our coaches' meetings and the A-10 meetings. You know, we definitely need to play the Mountain West. I think they got six teams in last year. And
right.
So we've got to start advancing that, you know, in our league, and we've got to test ourselves against, and the best way to do it is to play them. And so I'm not sure if any other programs in the A-10 are going to match up against any, but we could get another one in Nevada tournament as well.
Yeah, you alluded at it there at the end. That's VCU coach Ryan Odom with Robbie Robinson on Thursday night talking about this year's schedule. A lot of it isn't just who VCU plays. It's who the A-10 plays and how they build up that net ranking in the non-conference, because it's largely set once you get to conference play. If your conference hasn't proven itself in November and December, it's very hard to climb out of that hole. We've seen that year in, year out. We saw the Mountain West, as he alluded to, really gamed the system in a lot of ways last year, cracked the code, figured out how to get that number way up. Big 12 figured out how to get that number way up, and you saw them reap the rewards on Selection Sunday as well. And that's the game the A-10's trying to play. That's where they're trying to get where the champion and multiple other teams make the tournament last year. Certainly Duquesne's success will enhance that. VCU winning a couple of games in the NIT will enhance that. Dayton, what they did all year. You need more teams like that. And the more teams you get like that, the better off they're going to be as a conference. But I love that road game in New Mexico. You get a quality team. You get a team that's okay with playing you because they can't get the big boys to call them back either. That's going to be a ton of fun for VCU basketball fans. For the lucky few who get to go out there, it's one of the great venues in college basketball. Robbie and Rodney among the lucky few there. For everybody else, we'll enjoy watching that one on TV. Great early barometer as we keep an eye on VCU basketball as we move towards VCU hoop season right here on 910 The Fan. All right, always love talking VCU basketball. We're back here at Charlotte. MP in Charlotte for the day. We'll be back in studio Monday. Looking forward to a great week of shows next week as we hopefully everybody survives the weekend out there. Going to be a scorcher. Flying Squirrels return home on Tuesday. Glad they were able to miss the heat wave here. They're up in Portland, Maine. Doubleheader tonight against the Sea Dogs. First pitch at 4 o'clock on game one. You'll hear Trey and Blaine live from Maine. If they get off the lobster boat in time, they'll have that 4 o'clock first pitch for you right here on the Fan AWOD Radio. As usual, at Capital Ale House, that's the home of Richmond's OG Burger Night. So tons of fun on the Fan today and this weekend. You know I'm fired up for the Stanley Cup tonight, game 6 of the final It's in Edmonton. Look, this is a house money situation for Edmonton. I think they've proven themselves. Connor McDavid proven himself the best in the world. And now a chance to play at home to force a game seven. Take it all back to Florida. Put it all on the line. This series has gotten good. Edmonton has solved Sergei Bobrovsky. I'm excited to see which way this one goes. I think it's going to be a really fun game tonight. Then, of course, squirrels through the weekend. Major League Baseball all weekend long as well. Dodgers, Angels highlighting a good slate of Major League Baseball. We are back on Monday. Looking forward to that. AWOD Radio up next. Squirrels at 4. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.